Very fun to see him here. As I said in the previous, by the previous Siyumim, it's very, very special. This limud is very, very special. And we're really malim b'kodesh here. Each mesech that we're doing is more, a bigger challenge. And krisis is a whole new level, Baruch Hashem. And we broke in easily. Tmur was a very good haschola. And I think you would all acknowledge that each mesech has been a little bit more of a step upward. I just want to give a little time, a little machshava on the Mesechtas Meila, and it will also explain to us this last sugya that needs a little clarity. We find that Meila is like the, it captures the inyan of Kodshim, the inyan of Meila. In other words, by everything in all kinyonim in the world, all kinyonim are basically, when you want to describe the kinyon and you want to have an understanding of the level of that kinyon, it's all based on the consequence of abusing the kinyon. In other words, what's an Eishes Ish? Technically, you could say an Eishes Ish is nothing more than a possession, right? What makes a woman, what makes Kiddushin something special? It's the consequence of violating that Kiddushin, right? In other words, if a woman would just be a possession, then if somebody would be Mizana with Eishes Ish, it would be Gzela. They wouldn't be Misa, they wouldn't be Chenek, they wouldn't be Mamzeris. All the ramifications of Kiddushin are showing what the Kiddushin is. And that's why Tosfos at the beginning of Kiddushin says the word Kiddushin is a lashon like Hekdesh. Tosfos actually says it. What does Tosfos mean? Tosfos means, because Hekdesh is the same way. Hekdesh, if you want to know what Hekdesh is, you see the consequence of violating the domain of Hekdesh. So Me'ila really is pivotal in understanding what Kodshim is. That's really, it's pivotal. So I want to just touch on that and get a better understanding also in the concept of by what Tosfos is telling us here, which is that Sofek Me'ila is also Me'ila. Tosfos is saying over here, the reason why Rabbi Akiva paskins that if you use the coin, the first coin you use, you're Moel Behegdish. So Taisi says, because it's a Sufik. Taisi says, you'd be Chayv and Oshem Toli for such a thing. So, and that's the whole Taisi's theory in Saita. Really, so we said, so what is that? Why is that Vadai Me'ila? That should be Sufik Me'ila. Why is it Vadai Me'ila? Not only that, if we want to go back to monetary level, we should say there should be no Me'ila. Sufik moment is long, if anything. Obviously, Kodshim is different. When we go to all Averis, the vidui of all Averis is found by Me'ila. All Averis is found by Me'ila. Where do we learn vidui from? From the Pasuk that says Vizvada, and that's found by Hashem Gzelis. Right? And over there, the Torah uses the Lashon of Me'ila. So all Averis go under the concept called Me'ila. All, every Avera is a Mal. Every Avera. So it's true, the king of Me'ila is Kodshim. That's the, in its full glory. There's no Meseches Me'ila for all Averas. But every Avera has in it Me'ila. Let's try to get a handle on that as well. So I think we could say, and again, this is it's a combination of Machshova and Havon here in Sugya. I think you could say it's like this. Whenever we get to the parasha of Vayetze Yaakov, I always have the same kasha about why Yaakov went to Shem Vever. Try to understand why Yaakov went to Shem Vever. I mean, Yaakov Avinu was an accomplished Gadol Hador, right? And Shem Vever, whatever we know about Shem Vever was a yeshiva on the street. It was a discovery joint, right? You go there to discover God. Go in there, you learn about who you are. You learn about where you want to go. They have introductory Talmud classes. And all kinds of Jewish ethics. And what did Yaakov Avinu even do there? That's another shaila. What did even Yaakov do there? Which shir did he go into? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. He learned by Avraham Avinu till age 13. At age 13, he started learning by Yitzchak Avinu. Then he spent over 50 years learning by Yitzchak Avinu. So what's he doing in Shem Vever exactly? The average guy there can't read. What's he doing there? Who's his Chavrusa? What's he doing? But those 14 years he was in Shem Vever, he didn't even sleep. It's like, what's going on? So the pshat I gave is a simple pshat. I think it's an Aleph-based pshat. And that is that Yaakov Avinu had to know what he has to be careful from. He had to prepare himself. He's going to Lavan. What are the dangers by Lavan Arami? What was Yaakov afraid of? So Lavan Arami, Lavan was the premier crook. I mean, Madoff is nothing. It's a game compared to Lavan Arami. Lavan Arami was the crook of all ages. Lavan Arami gave the wrong wife to his Edom, which I don't think in history it's ever happened. And afterwards, first of all, he did an avla, and afterwards he made Yaakov feel like he's the balavla. Yaakov comes to him the next day and goes, "You gave me the wrong wife." I mean, it's pretty. That's a pretty big shtick. You gave me the wrong wife. So what does Lavan say? Lavan could have gone, "I'm sorry, I apologize." Lavan throws it on him. What are you? You shtick mensch? You want to take the younger one? What are you trying to pull a fast one here? So Lavan makes Yaakov into the Ramai. I want to say that's why he's always called Aramai, because Ah means when you put it on, he took the Ramoyas and he put it on you. I'm not the Ramai, you're the Ramai. That was his koyach. So when Yaakov Avinu went to Lavan, his primary fear was that he gets sucked into that lifestyle. Right? That was his main, that's what he had to prepare for. So I want to tell you Pashup Shat. This is my axe to grind sometimes that I say in yeshivas we have to work more on this because I feel we don't guide Talmidim at all for the future. We don't guide Talmidim. Every Talmud, you know, we say, you know, you're going to learn forever. It's beautiful to learn forever. But you have to prepare a Talmud that he's not going to be only in the Kreisler based medley. Besides for Fantasy Island, which is a beautiful fantasy. I share the fantasy. But you have to guide a Talmud also what it means to be in the world of Ben Taylor. And that's something very much missing in a lot of Mekaymas. If there's something you have to stress, a person has to be prepared to know he has to be an Aron HaKadosh wherever he goes in life. He has to be an Aron HaKadosh. And Yaakov had to know he has to be now an Aron HaKadosh. He goes out to Lavan. So I wanted to say a Pashup Shat. Yaakov Avinu went dafka to Yeshiva Shem Vever. Why? Because Shem Vever, the moshel I gave was, if you want to learn about the Holocaust and get a feeling for the Holocaust, right? So I could tell you, I read many books about the Holocaust, but when I went to Yad Vashem, it makes a roshim on you. And that's not even witnessing the Holocaust, but you just, and when you walk and they have the pictures of the bones, and it makes a roshim on you. So I say, what would you say if you have a choice? You can either go to a sophisticated professor, historian, who knows everything about the Holocaust. He can share with you tremendous amounts of knowledge about what happened in the Holocaust. Or you have an alter yid. He has the numbers on his arm. He lived through the lagerin. And he could tell you, he could sit down with you and tell you about the Holocaust. Who is going to affect you more? It's not even a shaila. It's not even a shaila. You look at his arm and he tells you what he saw. It makes an unbelievable version. He may not be able to give you the information that the professor can give you, but so what? He'll give you much more. You'll be affected in a whole different level. So I want to say very pashut. Yaakov Avinu learned by the biggest Goyim. Above a Kameh, above a Metziah, above a Basra, Sanhedrin, to be an honest person. He learned by Avgomen and Yitzchok, Tzadikim, Gedolim. But there was a man who was a Holocaust survivor. His name was Shem. And he saw the whole world, the whole world, not a Holocaust of 6 million. He saw the whole world die. For what? Chomos. Vatimole ha'oretz chomos. So he saw a Holocaust, he saw the whole world wash away because of Gezel. Such a man, such a yeshiva, is going to make a roshim on me. That's a Yad Vashem of Gezel. That's why he went to learn there. He didn't have to go to any yeshiva. He kept learning his brisker off. But he's in the yeshiva. He was in the environment of Shem Ve'evel. That made a tremendous roshim. That's the roshim of... That's what it is. That's Gezel. And that's why he did it. So the emes is that every chet that a person does is Gezel. Every chet. By Nilu we say, Leman nechdal me'oshik yodein. Right? We talk about Gezel. By Nilu. In Nilu, you want to talk about everything. You talk about Gezel. So the Chavetz Chaim says that every chet is Gezel. Because let's look at it broader. We went through a Masechta, if you moil and kachi kedoshim, moil kachim kalim, moil berek abayis. Let's take it to a very basic level. You wake up in the morning, you get out of your bed. You use this world. You breathe the air, right? And the Eibishter tells you, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, you have to do that. So if you abuse the world, if you use the world, and you don't live according to the landlord's plan, you're a ganav. You're a ganav. Says the Chavetz Chaim, every chet is grave. Every chet is a mini me'ila. Every single chet. The Chiddush Yerim says that's why vidui of every chet is found by Hashem, by me'ilas, by Hashem gzeilas. Because every chet is gezel. Every chet is an expression of gezel. That's what every chet is. And what is the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash is where Yid goes and he embraces the concept of Lashem Oratzim Loya. That's why is Amir LaHektish. Remember, we had that. Why is Amir LaGavoya Kimesir LaHegit? Lashem Oratzim Loya. Why? Why? Why they do that by Hektish? Because every Chet is denying Lashem Oratzim Loya. And every carbon is there to be Miratz on you. So every carbon has within it an Amir LaGavoya, which is an acknowledgement and a testament that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The kapor of the carbon begins when you say Areza Oila. Because by saying Areza Oila, it's an acknowledgement Lashem Oratzim Loya. How is Areza Oila making it happen? Because Lashem Oratzim Loya. The chet was Gzela. The world doesn't belong to Rabbeinu Shalel. So what I'm telling you is the kapor, on a deeper level, the kapor of the carbon starts from when you makdish the carbon. From when you makdish the kolm, that's when the kapara starts happening. And that's the whole atmosphere of Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Oratzim Loya. And that's why Chazal went to such a level, the Torah went to such a level, of me'ila, of carbon me'ila, of keren, of chomish, of all the levels. Because if a guy is moel behegdish, he's going completely against what the whole tachlis of the Beis HaMikdash and the korbanos are. So that's why when we talk about gzeila all over, we borrow it from Me'ila, because Me'ila, that's what Me'ila is. You could say that Rabbi Kiva takes this concept and he goes to the next level. He says, if that's what Me'ila is, so Me'ila really is not the violation of the object. It's a violation of the bailus of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yes, it's represented by you. It's not that you took this. This is not the issue. This represents a concept of Lashem Oratzim Loya. Exactly. And when you're using this, so you're abusing the Lashem Oratzim Loya. So now if you have a kiss of, that's our sugya, you have a kiss of putis, and one of these putis is hekdesh, and because one of these putis of hekdesh, you're not allowed to use any of them. Now if you use any of them, you're violating definitively Lashem Oratzim Loya. Because Me'ila is violating that barrier. So now, Mikoyach Lashem Oratzim Loya, none of these coins are allowed to be used. There's no such thing as a Suffolk Me'ila. Because once you're not allowed to use any of these coins, are Suffolk Me'ila, so you're being Moyo by using them. That's Pshat and Awasuki. Memela, the Tosis says, it will be enough to make a suffik al tashem tolis. You say, what does that have to do with a vaday meila? Because that's all you need. That's all you need. All you need is that you cross the mechitza. You cross the barrier that you weren't allowed to cross. And that's why, it could also be, that's why the Masechta ends with this. Because this is capsulizes the whole Indian. That the whole thing is a violation of Hashem Otsum Loya. So now this kiss, Al Hashem Otsum Loya, you're not allowed to use any moist in this kiss. Now if you do, you're moil. You're violating that mechitza.